Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start standing, so please just take a few moments to come to a standing position. Have your feet comfortably apart, so probably about hip width apart. Have your arms relaxed down beside you. And be aware of your breath. Maybe you can just breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly. Just expanding the belly as you breathe in. And relaxing the belly, letting the belly fall as you breathe out. And continue to keep breathing. Or keeping aware of your breath, as you start to shake your hands. Start with a light shaking, and if that feels okay for the hands, it doesn't hurt your wrists or fingers, then shake a bit more vigorously if possible, like you are shaking water off your hands. Just keep consciously breathing as you shake the hands. This is good for your circulation and lymphatic system. Just a little bit longer if you can. Great, and then relax the hands, leave the shaking. Just have your eyes a little bit closed for a moment and be aware of any sensations in your hands, maybe a tingling there. Have the eyes fully open again and start off gently with this next one and just to check it's okay. But can you lift both heels just a little bit off the floor and then lightly drop the heels down so you make a small thud and a small jolt through your body and keep going like that. If that hurts anywhere, jars your lower back, make it a lot gentler. Just continue like that, lifting the heels and then dropping them down. Just a light thud each time, just jolting your body a little bit. This is also good for the lymphatic system, circulation. Also said to be good for bone density. This jolting stimulates the bones to build up. Keep aware of your breath as you do the movement. Great, and then relax the heels down. Just rest for a moment. And be aware of your body. Maybe aware of any sensations, maybe a tingling somewhere. And now bring your feet a bit wider apart, more like shoulder width apart. Kind of relax your knees and just slightly bend them, very slightly. Start to turn your shoulders from side to side. Can you allow that movement of the shoulders turning to gently swing the arms? Just twisting one way, swinging the arms that way, twisting the shoulders the other way, and swinging the arms that way. Just going lightly from side to side. And if it's okay for the neck, just allowing the head to turn with the movement of the shoulders. Feeling that movement through the spine. Feel what's twisting. With this one, you could Perhaps breathe out as you turn and twist to the side. Breathe in through the centre. Breathe out to the other side. Just breathe easily and comfortably as you move. You could make this more of a Qigong exercise by, once you twist to the side, the arm that's sort of going behind you, you could bend that elbow a little and with a loose fist just lightly thump in that upper lower back area, around the kidney area. So you twist, thump on that side, twist to the other side and lightly thump on the other. Just continuing from side to side a few more times. And then next time you're in the center, just letting that one go and relaxing your arms down beside you. Bring your feet back a little closer, more like hip width apart. And have your arms relax beside your body. Now when you breathe in, turn your palms to the front. Slowly float your arms up wide to the sides, like big angel wings, all the way up over your head. And then breathe out, turn the palms outwards, and float the arms back down, wide to the sides, and all the way back down beside you. Continue in that way. Letting your breath guide the movement, floating the arms up as you breathe in and floating them back down as you breathe out. Just taking care with the shoulders. If you've got a shoulder injury, make the movement smaller. You can have a nice bend in the elbows and maybe don't take the hands up so high. You've got an injury in your joints, it is actually beneficial to keep the joints moving, but not in a way that hurts. So even if you do a tiny movement, it's better than doing nothing and better than pushing into pain, which isn't helpful. Now keep doing that same thing with the arms. Inhale up, exhale down. But as you exhale and float the arms down wide to the sides, as an option, as you do that, you could bend the knees and gently lean forward from the waist as the arms come down. So you hang all the way down, then breathe in, float the arms up, bring the head and chest back up, and continue like that. If that's uncomfortable for the lower back, don't go so far or just miss out that option. But if that's okay for the lower back, you can breathe out, lean forward from the waist, come all the way down into the standing forward bend before you breathe in back up. As you breathe in and come back up like that, it can really help to use the leg muscles a bit more. So as you breathe in, you can press your feet into the floor. See if you can engage through the leg muscles and maybe engage the glutes at the back of the hips to help bring you up. Can you feel that strength in the legs? If you want to make it more challenging for your balance, when you breathe in and the arms go up above your head, as an option, you could come up onto your tippy toes there. And then lower the heels back down as you breathe out and float the arms down. Next time you've got the arms down, if you're leaning forward from the waist, you can stay there. Or if not, just slowly tuck your chin in and roll down into the standing forward bend. So your knees are a bit bent there, so you can just hang forward from the waist. Let the arms just hang down, let the head and neck relax. Take a few deep breaths there. Feel the back of your body. Feel the stretch through the backs of the legs. Feel what it's like through your back and your spine. And keep bending the knees a bit more until you can bring your hands all the way down to the floor. Then walk the hands a bit forward, walk the feet a bit backwards until you can put your knees down on the floor. So you come into the all fours position. Then from there, slowly sink your hips back towards your feet. Come into the child pose. For child pose, to have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. For some people, that's with one fist on top of the other and resting the forehead on the fists. Other people prefer to have the arms stretched out long in front with the forehead resting on the floor. Or you can have your arms resting down beside you with the forehead resting on the floor. The best option is the one that's most comfortable for you here, where you can be the most relaxed. As you rest here in this child pose, be aware of your breath. And when you breathe in, be aware of your body. And when you breathe out, just relax and let go of your body somehow. Breathe in aware and breathe out, letting go. And from child pose, come slowly up into the all fours position. If you're fine to be resting up on the hands there, have the hands roughly under the shoulders. You can spread the fingers wide apart. If that's uncomfortable for your wrists, you've got a wrist injury, it's fine to rest instead down on the elbows if you prefer. You can maybe place your elbows roughly under the shoulders and rest on the elbows and forearms. But if you're happy on the hands, stay there. And now we'll do the cat and cow movement. Just have a quick look at your knees though and check that your knees are about hip width apart. And then when you breathe in, gently lift your tailbone a little, lift the head up gently, not too high, so there's a slight arch through your spine. And when you breathe out, tuck the tailbone under, roll the head down, tuck the chin in, and press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling. Squeeze your lower tummy in, and then alternate between those two movements. Breathing out as you round the back, squeeze the lower tummy in, tuck the chin in, round the back. Breathe in, release the chin, release the belly and gently arch the back. Just make your breath a little bit deeper. And let your breath, if you can, guide the movement. Breath and movement together. Just back and forth, feeling the spine. This is one of the best exercises to do for the hormonal system. This class, we're going to focus a lot on the adrenals and the thyroid. These two glands work together. The adrenals are particularly involved in the stress response of your body. When things go sort of a bit haywire with the adrenals, then that in turn affects the thyroid, and that in turn starts to put all the other glands out of balance. Just a few more. If you need to rest, always listen to your body. You're fine just to do a few more. Keep going. And then next time you're somewhere in the center, let that go. Again, just sink the hips back towards the heels and take another rest in child pose. Remembering to place your arms in the best place for you. This time, have your attention on the point between the eyebrows and imagine that you could breathe in and out through the center of the eyebrows. Said to work on the pituitary gland, the master gland of the hormonal system. Also really interacts with the adrenals and the thyroid. They'll kind of operate in a feedback system, trying to keep your body in a state of balance. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Then slowly come up from child pose. Bring your head and your chest up. And then bring your legs out long in front of you so that you come to sitting with the legs out long in front. You just give the legs a bit of a shake out there just to relax the ankles and the knees and the hips from the child pose. Then leave the shaking of the legs. And now can you bend your knees and bring your feet flat to the floor? So your knees are bent and the feet are flat on the floor. Have the feet about hip width apart, even a little bit wider might be more comfortable. And just check the feet aren't too high up near the buttocks. You want them a bit further away, somewhere that should feel fairly comfortable there. And then rest back on your hands. If that hurts your wrists in a moment, feel free just to rest the hands on the knees instead. If you're happy resting back on the hands, do that. So the hands are just a little bit behind you. When you breathe out, can you gently squeeze your lower tummy in and then tuck your chin in towards your throat without hurting the neck, but just if you can, putting a bit of pressure there on the throat, on the thyroid. Then inhale and relax. Release the chin, release the belly. Do that a few more times. Breathe out, gently tighten the lower tummy in. Tuck the chin in like you were trying to make a double chin. And then release as you breathe in. Now And keep going like that. If you're fine to go a bit further, if you don't have a shoulder injury or a wrist injury, when you breathe out and you squeeze the lower tummy and tuck the chin in, you could maybe lift the hips a little bit off the floor. That's fine. Lift up as high as you want, but keep your chin a bit tucked in. And then inhale, relax back down. Release everything and keep going like that. Breathe out, maybe lifting the hips up, squeeze the lower tummy in, tuck the chin in. Inhale, relax. And next time the hips are down, just let that one go. Let the legs be long. Just lift the hands away from the floor. Give the hands a bit of a shake out. Maybe give the legs a bit of a shake. And then keep the legs out long in front of you. Have the feet just a little bit apart, so the legs are sort of hip width is or so apart. Have a slight bend in the knees. Make sure you've got at least a little bend. It's fine to make that a much bigger bend if you want to in a moment. And place your hands on the front of the legs, on the thighs. And when you breathe out, lean forward from your waist and slide your hands down the legs towards your feet so that you come into the forward bend pose. And come back up as you breathe in. Then when you breathe out again, this time we'll go the other way. So as you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in, sort of roll back a little bit, tuck your chin in and just lean back. And then inhale back into the center, and then exhale down into the forward bend again. And alternate between those movements. So you breathe into the center and you breathe out into each pose. So you breathe out as you lean forward into the forward bend and feel that stretch through the back of your body. And you breathe out as you lean back and squeeze your lower tummy in, tuck your chin in. Really benefiting there, the adrenals and the thyroid gland. Just going forwards and backwards like that. Just remembering the breath. It's just as important as the movement, if not more important. Every breath bringing in oxygen to every cell in your body. Every cell uses oxygen to make its energy to carry out its functions. The way that you breathe also affects your nervous system, which in turn affects your hormonal system. Next time you're reaching forward in the forward bend, can you find a place to hold there? Don't go too far. It's actually more beneficial if you go to a nice comfortable stretch where your breath is smooth. And make your out breath a little bit longer if you can. Just breathing all the way out, calming your nervous system. Focusing on a relaxed breath, and with the focus on the exhale, switches on your parasympathetic branch of the nervous system. This is the calming branch, or the rest and digest branch. When your nervous system is in this mode, it really benefits your whole hormonal system, all your bodily systems. You can go and look it up. but it benefits your bone density, your heart rate, your heart health, glucose levels in the blood, thyroid function, digestion, immune system, all benefit from having the nervous system in this mode. And then slowly come up out of it. Just rest back. When you're up, rest back on the hands. Maybe bring the feet a little bit wider. Give the legs a nice shake out. Then from sitting, can you take a few moments to come down onto your back? I'm going to take a short rest first, so choose a comfortable position to lie in on your back. It's really good for your body to stop and take little rest between the exercises. So when you are comfortable, your legs can maybe be long, feet flat on the floor in semi-supine. Or if you like butterfly, you're relaxed there. You can have the soles of your feet together and the knees wide apart if you like. Be aware of your breath. Allow your eyes to be soft, maybe closed. And feel your body from the inside. Let your belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. And when you breathe in, can you let your attention move from the belly through the center line of your body to your throat? When you breathe out, let your attention go from your throat back down to the belly. So you breathe in from the belly up to the throat and breathe out from the throat down to the belly. When you breathe out, let that breathing go. Be aware of how you feel. And have your legs in semi-supine. So if they're not already there, just take a moment to draw the feet up so that the feet are flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Have the feet and knees comfortably apart. And have your arms resting on the floor beside you, close to your body. When you breathe in, slowly float your arms up. Let the fingers first point up to the ceiling. And if your shoulders are okay with it, keep floating the arms up higher and higher till maybe the hands land on the floor up above you. And when you breathe out, float the arms back down that same way, past the ceiling and then all the way down beside you. You breathe in, float the arms up, maybe all the way up above you there, and breathe out back down. Just being careful with the shoulders, not pushing into any pain with them. You can make your shoulders feel more comfortable here, but it's actually healthier for the shoulders if you have at least a little bend in the elbows and they can just be a bit more relaxed. If you've got a shoulder injury, you might want to make that a bigger bend as you float the arms up and down. And keep doing that movement with the arms and the breath. But next time you breathe out and you're floating the arms down, as you do that, can you squeeze your lower tummy in? Maybe you can press your lower back a bit towards the floor as you do that. So you breathe in, relax the lower tummy, float the arms up. And then breathe out, float them down and tighten your lower tummy in. Maybe flattening the lower back against the floor. And if you don't have a neck injury or a sore neck, when you breathe out and you're floating the arms down, when the arms are about halfway down, you could tuck your chin in and roll the head forward so you look at the knees. So breathe in, arms up, head down. And then breathe out, arms float down, head rolls up. See if you can find that place where the arms are floating down that almost feels like it naturally rolls the head up. If you can, kind of tuck the chin in and roll the head up that way so the movement's as smooth and comfortable for the neck as possible. And if it's not, if it feels awkward for the neck, don't do it. Just leave the head on the floor. Keep squeezing the lower tummy in as you breathe out. Use those deeper core muscles to support the movement of the upper body. You can go a step further here by, as you breathe out and the arms float down like that, you could maybe straighten one leg up towards the ceiling and then put the leg back down as you float the arms up. And then you could change legs next time you breathe out and float the arms down and straighten the other leg up towards the ceiling and keep going like that. So arms go up as the leg goes down. And as the arms float down on the out-breath, that's when you straighten one leg up into the air, squeezing the lower tummy in there. Just keep alternating, first one leg and then the other leg. Next time you've got both feet back on the floor, leave them there. So just have the legs in semi-supine. Have your head relaxed down and float the arms back down somewhere more comfortable, resting on the floor beside you. And then can you bring your right knee up over your chest? And hold on to the front of the knee with the hands. So the right knee is bent over the chest and you're holding on to the knee. Maybe the fingers interlace there. And then use the hands to slowly circle the right knee over the chest. Just really feel your body from the inside as you circle the knee. Notice how it feels around the outside of the hips. What it feels like into the right hip joint. Does it feel like through the front of the thigh into the groin? How does it Does your lower back move against the floor? And change directions. Go back the other way a few times. Just aware of your breath as you move. And bring that right knee into the center, just hovering there over the chest somewhere in the middle. If it's okay for your lower back, can you slide your left leg long against the floor? Have the left leg long, but if you do that option, just slide it just half an inch over to the right a little bit, so it feels like the left leg is a bit more in the midline of your body. But somewhere that feels quite natural and comfortable, not too far over. Now come, bring your attention back to your right knee over the chest. If it's not comfortable with the left leg long, have it back in semi-supine whenever you like. Again, feel the right knee over the chest. And when you breathe out, slowly draw the right knee closer in towards the chest. When you breathe in, let it move away from the chest. Do that a few more times. Draw that right knee in and out. And have the right knee somewhere in the middle there, hovering over the chest, and hold on to it with just the right hand. Rest the left arm on the floor, just a little bit out to the side. Sort of halfway out from your body, just a little bit out from the body. And then use your right hand to slowly take the right knee down towards the floor on the right. You might want to put the right hand a bit more on the inside of the right knee so you can kind of press it down a little to the floor on the right. And then bring it back into the center. Swap your hands over in the center. And now use your left hand to take your right knee across your body and over to the left. Do that carefully. And then go from side to side. So it's just the right knee here, but use the right hand to take the knee down to the right. And then use the left hand to take the knee across your body and over to the left. As you take the knee side to side like this, can you allow your head to turn slightly with the movement? So as the knee goes down to the right, the head turns a bit to the right. As the knee goes over to the left, just allowing the head to turn a bit to the left in quite a natural way. And feel this movement through the whole of your spine. Can you find a way to breathe with the movement? A way that suits you. Either continue side to side like that a few more times, or if you're okay to hold in the half spinal twist, when you've got the knee across your body and to the left, you could hold there for a few breaths. If you do decide to hold there, just breathe a bit more deeply if you can. Breathe down into the belly, let the belly expand as you breathe in. And four, your body soften and relax as you breathe out. This half spinal twist is said to be particularly good for the adrenals and the kidneys. You're kind of twisting the spine there, and this is said to increase blood flow into the kidneys and adrenals, especially when you come out of the pose. Kind of squeezes it. squeezes that area. And then let that go, come back into the centre. And put your right foot flat onto the floor in semi-supine. Bring the left leg up into semi-supine too. Just pause for a moment there. Breathe easily. You might feel a little bit lopsided after that one around the hips and lower back. So you can maybe lift the hips up a little bit, put them down, just get comfortable and balanced again. And then when you're ready, have the left knee up over the chest. Hold onto the knee with the hands. And use the hands to slowly circle the left knee over the chest. Go slowly so you have time to really feel the movement, feel the effect the movement has on your body. Just breathe easily as you move. Do the same thing back in the other direction. Just slowly circle back the other way. Feeling your body. Feel how the lower back maybe moves against the floor. How does it feel around the outside of the hip? What's your breath like? And bring that left knee somewhere into the centre, still over the chest. If it's fine for your lower back, slide the right leg long against the floor. Just have the right leg just a little bit over to the left, not too far over. So it's a bit more closer to the centre line of your body. Bring your attention back to the left knee over the chest. And breathe out as you draw the left knee closer in towards the chest. And then breathe in as you release it and let the knee move away from the chest. And draw the knee in and out like that. Aware of how this feels for the lower back. Have the knee somewhere there in the middle. Hold on to the left knee with the left hand. Have the right arm resting on the floor just a little bit out to the side. If you're fine to have the right leg long, keep it there, but it's also fine to have the right leg in semi-supine if you want to make it more comfortable for the lower back and make it safer there. And we'll pass this left knee from side to side, so take it down to the left with the left hand. In the centre, swap the hands over and use the right hand to take the left knee gently across your body and over to the right there into the half spinal twist. Continue from side to side like that, going down to the left with the left hand. Then across and over to the right with the right hand. And just letting the head roll a bit with the movement, as if the knee going side to side, just naturally causing the head to turn with the movement. Just aware of that movement through your spine, feeling where the twist starts, where it finishes. Either continue side to side, or when you feel ready, you can hold with the knee across and over to the right in the half spinal twist. Just breathe a bit more deeply there if you hold. Breathe in and be aware of your body. And breathe out. Find a way to let go and soften. We'll slowly come back into the center. When you are in the center, put the left foot flat on the floor in semi-supine. Have the right leg in semi-supine as well. And if you feel a bit lopsided there through the hips and lower back, lift the hips up slightly and put them back down somewhere a bit straighter. And then have both knees up over your chest. Place your hands on the inside edges of the knees, maybe on the insides, but with the fingers wrapped around the front, so you've got a bit of control. And press the knees wide apart. Have the knees comfortably wide. And then rock gently from side to side. Breathing easily. When you're in the center, just pause there in the center, but keep the knees comfortably wide. Just breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly. Feel that stretch through the inner thighs. Slowly bring the knees back closer together. Put the feet flat onto the floor in semi-supine. Have the feet at least hip-width apart, but not too wide. Rest the arms down on the floor beside you, palms downwards. And when you breathe in, gently squeeze your lower tummy in, and then slowly lift the hips off the floor, up into shoulder bridge. And then breathe out and lower the hips back down. So you breathe in, draw the lower tummy and lift the hips up. As the hips lift up, you can press the feet into the floor to tighten the glutes. As you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, breathe out back down. Just feel here as you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, just slightly tuck the chin into the throat. Just put a bit of pressure there on the throat, flatten out through the back of the neck. Make sure you keep the back of your head on the floor though. And if you're okay to hold the shoulder bridge, move the hips up next time they're there. Leave them in shoulder bridge. Watch your breath. Have your attention on your throat. It's as if you could imagine breathing in and out through the throat as you hold there in the shoulder bridge. This is just wonderful for the thyroid gland. You're still holding, slowly lower the hips down. Relax the hips all the way down on the floor. Then have both knees up over your chest. Hold under the knees with the hands. Gently lift the feet up into the air. Find a place you can hold the legs up there. You don't have to be too stretched out. Just a nice gentle stretch at the backs of the legs. A nice gentle stretch into the lower back, not too much. Just holding there. Really good for your body to be upside down like this. Calms your nervous system. Increases blood flow into the brain. Great for all the circulation in the legs. Breathe easily. Find a way to relax here. The more relaxed you can feel, the more beneficial it will be. And slowly bend the knees over the chest. Hold onto the knees. Draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. Rock a bit side to side. Just do whatever you feel to feel comfortable in the lower back. Then relax the feet down. And take a rest. Just lie comfortably. Be aware of your breath. Again, breathe in from the belly up to the throat. Breathe out from the throat down to the belly. That visualization. Just rest as long as you want to. Thank you for listening. Namaste.